Hey there, home seller. Welcome to the Creative Home Staging Show. Come on in. Hey, my name is Kasha, and in this show, we talk about home staging for home sellers. If you are getting ready to sell your house soon, you are in the right place. We cover home staging tips, strategies to help make it easier on you, and ways to influence buyers. So roll up your sleeves, get a notebook and pen handy. Yes, I do things the old-fashioned way, and let's get your house ready to sell. Hey there, everybody. Welcome to the Creative Home Staging Show. I'm your host, Kasha McDaniel, and I'm so glad that you're here because we've got a topic that is near and dear to my heart. We're talking about hiding clutter in plain sight, which I think I'm a master of because I'm a mom of three. And three kids can get a lot of clutter around the house. It's amazing the things that they can do, right? So I am actually part of the Clutterbug community. If you're not familiar with Cass and her Clutterbug community, I highly recommend you join. It's free. It's just fun to take a little quiz. And the quiz that I found out that I am is I am rated as a butterfly, which means everything looks great on the outside because there's nice colors. The wings are beautiful, right? But if you look inside, anything... yeah, it may be just kind of things maybe stashed away, kind of hidden behind closed doors. Yeah, I know, right? So yeah, that may be something that you may be seeing, right? So things are put away nicely stacked, but the clutter is gone, right? So you want to find a home for everything when it comes time to staging your house to sell, because clutter means that it has no home. That's why it hasn't been put away, right? Either it hasn't been put away because there is a spot for it, you haven't had time for it, or there is no home for it. So you've got to make a spot. But when it comes time to selling a house, sometimes it's just too much, too many things in maybe the living room or the bedroom, and you just need to pack it up and put it away. Okay. So I want to share some examples of what is hiding clutter in plain sight, because like I said, I'm really good at that. And I want to share some of those secrets with you this time. Okay. Number one, starting in the foyer, if you have an open foyer, maybe it opens up into the living room, you may have a table there and it kind of collects things like the mail, the keys, the wallets, spare change, those kinds of things, right? Yeah. This is the time now to get some little baskets, some decorative baskets, and put that stuff in there, right? Maybe you don't have drawers to put in on that table, but you can put a nice decorative basket and you can just throw all that stuff in there, right? It doesn't have to be huge. It can be, you know, a small, you know, 5x7, maybe a little bit bigger, 8x11, you know, depending on the size of your table. You don't want it to be huge, but you can quickly put that, stash that stuff away in there and still make it look real pretty, right? Okay. If you have room for a shoe cabinet, because I know that shoes tend to collect in the foyer as well, this is a chance for you to get a little cabinet, use a cabinet to store those shoes. Now, maybe you have a coat closet that's also can be used as well. And that's where you can neatly, you know, line the shoes up. But I recommend only putting in the shoes that you use daily, like maybe your dress shoes or sneakers, you know, for the kids, you know, those kinds of things, right? If it's flip-flops that are in there and it's wintertime, those flip-flops need to be put away, just put away in the kids' bedrooms, for example, or your bedroom, because maybe it's your flip-flops, right? But those are the types of shoes that everyday shoes should only be down there. Any other shoes should be put away in your closet. Now, I know a lot of people have a collection of shoes. Maybe you're a professional and you have to get dressed up every day and go into work, and you have your work shoes versus daily shoes. You know, limit those shoes that are in there and help you kind of declutter that as well. You kind of put that, like I said, hide them in plain sight. Okay, so here is another idea for your foyer. Now, if you look behind me, there's a cabinet there with drawers and doors, right? Now, we use that as a shoe cabinet because that was just easiest for us to hide everything in plain sight. We did not have a coat closet in our foyer. We basically had a coat rack, if you will. Now, the kids had lots of shoes. There were lots of little shoes everywhere. And that was my idea that we use to hide the shoes in there. And there was a shelf, so you can basically have four sets of shoes. So each person gets their own shelf, basically, of shoes, except for me, basically. But the little shoes, they can kind of fit all in there, right? But the mail, the keys, the wallets, all that kind of stuff could fit in those drawers as well. So that's another play to hide things in plain sight. Now, moving on to the living room, if you have a storage ottoman, maybe you have, you know, a place where instead of a coffee table, you have an ottoman, right? Or maybe it's a little side thing with a door or cabinets. Those are great places to hide some things that maybe too much clutter. Maybe you don't, you know, you want to keep them, but you haven't packed them up yet, right? So that's another place if you have also those built-in cabinets, drawers, or built-in shelves, sorry, with shelves, and then there's doors underneath. Great place to hide things like board games and toys and things like that, that you just don't want to, you know, show everyone that you have all that stuff there, right? So storage ottomans are a great place to hide like remotes, extra blankets, toys, those kinds of things, to put those away. The TV console, if you have one, I know some people put their TVs over their fireplace, but if you have a TV console, they have drawers in there as well. Sometimes sliding doors and things, great place to hide DVDs. I know I'm dating myself and you're probably wondering, why would you have DVDs? Well, we live in rural North Carolina where the internet, well, it used to be spotty. Now it's more definitely much better than it was. But sometimes on your favorite subscription channels, they don't have your, you know, favorite movies that you want to watch. I just want to watch this one. I'm in the mood for this one, but it's not showing anymore. I know, right? So I just grow my DVD player, go pop that in and go binge on that, right? So if you have a TV console, hiding all those DVDs, maybe you don't have too many DVDs, but again, there's extra drawers. Again, hiding things like remotes and other things in there is a great place to hide things in plain sight. Now, I do want to share with you a Black Friday deal that's coming up that is, yes, it's coming up already. I can't believe it's the middle, end of November almost. And there's some things that I've got going on and I want to share with you this one particular one, and it's called my Home Staging Squad. It is a private Facebook community that's going to be starting to meet January 2nd, so in the new year. But this is a chance for you to get on the wait list now. And there'll be a monthly fee for founding members. That'll be a low, low fee right now, and it will increase later on. But if you join the membership, you get to meet in a private Facebook community where you can ask any home staging question. You can post pictures. You can just ask a question, you know, even a video if you really want to, right? But that's your opportunity to ask your home staging question. Whether you're a home seller or a realtor, you know, this is your chance to ask me questions. And then once a month, I will answer your questions live. So maybe you want to, you know, show off a room behind you and say, hey, what do I do? Is this color okay? Is this tchotchke? Is this picture okay? You know, those are the types of things I can answer those types of questions live in that Facebook community. So if that's something that you're interested in, I'd love to see you on the inside in the Home Staging Squad. Again, there'll be a wait list that you sign up for my Black Friday deals. If you want to take a look at my website, it has all the details on there under bluediamondstaginganddesign.com/Black Friday Deals 2024. So that way you can see there's 5 days of deals. This one starts on the 26th and is only available on the 26th to sign up for that day. So mark your calendars, get ready for Black Friday week with me starting on the 25th. And this one for the Home Staging Squad opens up on the 26th. It's only good for one day to join at that low, low price. Now back to other staging tips that you can have on hiding clutter in plain sight. So another thing is maybe you have too many things out in your living room. Like for example, I love gnomes. We have lots of gnomes, all different sizes, but yeah, they're like dolls and kind of creep out people. So when I have to stage my house, those gnomes have to go in a box. They will all be put away when it comes time to staging my house. So those will be in moving boxes that I will neatly stack in the garage. And you can totally do the same exact thing, right? If you have some things that you've packed up because of clutter, but you want to keep it, pack them up, put them in moving boxes, and stack them nice and neat in your garage. It's perfectly fine to do that. Okay. My kids, when they have to declutter their bedroom, they're going to have to pack up a couple of boxes, not very many, but there are things that will help sell the house faster, right? So they're also going to get a box or two to declutter their bedroom and put away neatly and get it ready for the movers to pack up when it comes time to do that. Okay. Another thing that you can use to help you hide clutter in plain sight is if you have maybe a credenza in your dining room or another, you know, basically a long cabinet with doors or drawers. You can hide extra chinaware in there, holiday platters. Maybe you have extra table decor that just doesn't go, you know, out for where you want to show it off, right? That's another place to hide things. An armoire, if you have one for your kids. We used to have a big one. Again, IKEA is my favorite big place to find those types of things because it doesn't cost too much and it's so useful and functional. The one that we got was like a double door type of armoire, and it had drawers that you could pull out, especially for the kids when they were little. And mine, in there, they had dress up dresses and gloves and shoes and necklaces and fancy things that they just love to have in there, along with stuffed animals and toy trains and things like that. So each drawer had its own thing. So they knew where to find things, not necessarily where to put them back, but they knew where to find them. And so again, if that's something that you can, you know, find and put in a big armoire that you have, that's also just fine to have. Just close the doors, put things away nice and neat, you know, board games, things like that, right? And then the last one I have for you to hide clutter in plain sight is if you have one of those cube storage things, like, you know, maybe it's a 6 cube, or, you know, if it's really tall, maybe it's a 3x3 or even bigger. I have multiple sizes for different things. I have one in my craft room, and then we have one in the playroom for toys and board games and things like that. And then I have bins that fit in there and fit exactly in that square. And so you literally have to pull out the bin to find, oh, that's Barbie dolls or Barbie doll clothes or toy cars or whatever it is, but it's put in a bin that looks nice and neat, right? So that's another thing that you can do to hide clutter in plain sight, right? So that's just a couple ideas for you on that to help you get your house sold faster. Now let's move on to the moving tip of the week. And this is one that I do every time whenever we sell our house, and that is interviewing real estate agents. Yeah. Now, I've made a lot of real estate agent friends. I have many different ones, but what I do is I actually sit down and interview them because I want to know how I'm going to communicate with my real estate agent. Are they the kind that like to text? Are they the kind that like to call? Do you prefer calls or texting? You know, depending on your generation, you want different things. You have different expectations. And that's the time to set those expectations to see if you guys are a good fit. Because if you're not going to be talking to each other very well and you're getting frustrated because you are miscommunications or whatever it is, that's not going to help you sell your house. It's going to frustrate you even more. So definitely sit down with a couple of them. Ask friends for ones, you know, who they've worked with. Why did they like them? You know, are they extra peppy? Are they the slow? And, you know, I like to think things a little bit slower. Maybe they have a different marketing strategy, whatever it may be. Definitely ask those types of questions and see if you guys are a good fit, because you don't want to be walking around on eggshells around your real estate agent. And they don't want to either. They want to have open communication with you as well. You guys are a team. You need to work together. And that's why I highly recommend interviewing your real estate agents, just to get an idea, especially because each one's going to have maybe a different professional team that they work with. And maybe they have different photographers. Take a look at, how do they market your home? What is it they recommend you doing to get it ready to sell, right? Those are the types of things that you need to ask and feel comfortable with your real estate agent, because your house is a really big investment and you want to get it sold for the most amount of money, right? So that's my moving tip of the week. I hope you learned a lot from finding how to hide clutter in plain sight and gives you some staging tips on how to sell your house and get it sold faster. I hope you guys learned something from this week and can implement it. And I will talk to you guys next week. Talk to you later. Bye. Thanks again for listening to this episode of the Creative Home Staging Show. I hope you got some good tips in this episode, and I hope you come back and listen for more. If you want to connect and want to take action, there are some ways you can stay connected with us. Number one, you can watch this episode on my YouTube channel at Blue Diamond Staging and Design to get more visuals. I like to share some short videos there as well, so take a look at my channel there. Number two, you can also leave a review. Your feedback helps this show grow. You can go to the show and tap the three vertical dots to open a menu and hit rate the show. Number three, you can also find custom playlists from older home staging episodes that I called Home Staging Do's and Don'ts, as well as pre-home staging playlists for those of you who are new to home staging. And number four, if you have any questions about today's episode or need some home staging advice, you can go to bluediamondstaginganddesign.com/chat and contact me via email or call me. I hope that this podcast is just a way for you to get to know me and how I can help you. Remember, you can do this, and staging is temporary. Keep up the good work, and I can't wait to connect with you more.